It's the Mornings with Ed show. And an absolutely beautiful Monday gets even better as we have the Artist Corner and Linda Karagosian in studio with us. If you walk through the Festival of Arts, you see a bunch of fantastic artists. Some of these people might be your neighbors, and you don't even know that, wow, man, I didn't realize you were an artist. Well, Linda Karagosian is at the Festival of Arts. She's got a bunch of great works. She is, when you see the animals that she does, it's a wildlife artist, fantastic, lifelong passion for animals. Let's talk to her now. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. Very good. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
And thank you for your lifelong passion with animals. I find your artwork just beautiful. And you also, it shows the stark reality of their existence in our world. What got you interested?
In art or wildlife?
In wildlife.
In wildlife. Well, since I was a child, I've loved animals. A lot of children love animals, but especially nature, wildlife, the wild animals that encompass all of us. Right. It's just wonderful. I love it.
What was your first painting or artwork with an animal? Was it a family pet? Was it a bird?
To be honest with you, it was a horse.
A horse.
Okay. Yeah. I started when I was about 13 years old and took a couple little art lessons as a child. But unfortunately, you know, life gets busy. We all, you know, could grow up, had family, worked, right. worked, until about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I was able to semi-retire.
Okay.
And
you were a nurse most of your life.
I was a nurse for many wonderful years.
What a noble profession.
Well, thank you. A lot of hard work.
Yeah, it is.
But a good profession.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, after retirement, I'm able to now paint full time, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and to be able to do that and to bring paintings to people that I want to touch. Right. I want to touch people.
Now, as I walk through and I saw your paintings, they show a vulnerability. The animals you paint, it shows a vulnerability of them. And I'll speak in particular. Let's go to A Mother's Love.
Okay.
And the painting, A Mother's Love, for better description, it's two monkeys. I'm not sure what kind they are.
The Reese's monkeys.
Mm-hmm. It's a mother holding the baby. Yes. The expressions on both of their faces, what's going on when you're painting that?
Well, I think the whole premise behind that painting was I wanted to show that actually animals have feelings.
Okay.
The mother, the baby. All animals have this motherly instinct,
right.
And I wanted to express that, I wanted to touch people. Yes, animals care for their love. They love.
Right.
They do. They love.
Right.
Entitled A Mother's Love. So yeah, that's kind of where we're sitting with that one. And I get a lot of comments on that painting, to be honest with you.
Right.
A lot of people walk by. Oh my gosh! Look at that.
If you didn't tell us the name, that's what we would name it as we walked by. Mm-hmm. It's so expressive. Both their faces are so incredibly expressive. Another painting of yours that I loved is called First Steps.
Oh, that's the one with the baby elephant.
Yeah. And
yes.
I'm a fan of elephants. I'm a big fan of elephants.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That one actually was an earlier painting. I wanted to kind of show people how, you know, a baby elephant is just so beautiful. The first steps in life, his struggle to stand. It's probably one of my most famous paintings.
Is it one of your favorites?
One of my favorites, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah, do you ever like want to keep a painting and go, well, no, this one's not for sale.
Oh,
I do.
This one. Notes to my husband, our walls are full.
She got her husband Nick with her here this morning. So yeah, he's nodding yes, definitely. They got a full house of paintings there.
My muse. Definitely my muse.
Yeah. Now your son shoots photography and in turn you take some of your ideas, or you take some of the paintings from some of the shots he takes, or he takes them specifically for you. How does that work?
No, he takes nature pictures, and I take from what he works on and take 4 or 5 pictures to complete a composition, kind of work around it. I think it's important to place animals correctly on a canvas. Composition is everything.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand composition, but I think that if a painting has correct composition, it's complete.
Okay. And how many pictures do you look at of a painting?
I mean, I look through hundreds.
Okay.
Hundreds and hundreds of pictures.
That's why we see the depth that we do. That's why we get that look in the face. Mm-hmm. Okay. And one of the ones that really strikes you emotionally when you look at it is called One Sad Day, and that's the one with the gorilla.
Yes.
And again, maybe it's a large mammal and primate thing for me, but a gorilla, I have a soft spot for them. Tell me about that painting.
Well, that painting, actually, the embodiment of that painting is the gorilla's face.
Okay.
If you look at the painting and you see the emotion, the sadness that actually an animal can have.
Right.
And then most people come up to the painting and look at it. Wow, look at that big gorilla. And then all of a sudden, whoa, they stand back. Oh, there's a chain.
Right.
You know, it's almost a secondary reaction to the picture. And that's what I wanted to invoke in people. That, oh, they're beautiful animals, but look at what we've done to them.
Right. And it is sad. It's a very sad.
Very sad.
Very sad look.
It's very notable.
Yeah. So when people come by and they notice, and another one, and I'm going to talk about a couple that are really, really stark and striking, and you're in people's faces with these. One of them is Chains No More, the little girl with the elephant.
Oh, you did your research. Thank you.
Thank you for being so interesting, and you know,
thank
so
you.
So tell me about Chains No More. If I'm going to describe it to my listeners, it's a little girl petting an elephant that appears that it's chained, and it appears to be a circus elephant. Tell me about the situation with that. It's really, really sad.
Well, I couldn't be happier. Fortunately, in California, they did pass a law, the No More Circus Elephants.
Yes.
And that painting is almost nostalgic looking. It's the little girl looks dated. It looks in the earlier 50s, 60s, 70s, right. Which all of us probably went to a circus when we were younger,
right.
And we didn't think about it. But the elephants were tortured, abused, to make entertainment for us. And I think I wanted people to see this is hopefully something of the past.
Right.
This is something of the past.
Right. And it's a stark painting. It really is.
Thank you.
And I absolutely love it. Now, you support the World Wildlife Fund and
yes.
the White Lion Sanctuary.
Yes.
Now, the White Lion Sanctuary, I'm not familiar with that. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Actually, it's a sanctuary in South Africa. And what they do, the gentleman rescues lions from caged hunting.
Beautiful.
Which is horrific
right.
in its own respect, where they actually put and raise lions and put them in small enclosures to be trophy hunted.
Okay.
And so with this organization, they do rescue some of the lions from that situation. Extremely sad and very important in my heart.
That's an unbelievably worthwhile
mm-hmm.
Endeavor there. So you said about a horrible trophy thing, and I do want to say the last painting I'll cover is the one that strikes me the hardest, and that's Trophy Truth.
Yes, thank you.
And that actually, that's the best in-your-face painting of I've ever seen, really. It's really, really great. If you don't know, may I describe it?
Yes, absolutely.
It is a trophy head on somebody's wall, and the trophy is bleeding. The head is bleeding, and it's a very, and the look on the, everything about it. Tell me your thoughts, and what were you thinking how angry were you to have to paint that?
Well, to be honest with you, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning one day and sat up in bed and said, I've got to do something to show people that trophy hunting is horrific. And the only way I could think about doing it was to put something beautiful on a wall, mm-hmm. which most trophy hunters think, oh, this is wonderful. I've got a beautiful head on my wall.
Right.
And actually, the reality of it is the horrifying act of slaughter.
Right.
And they don't show it. I mean, you always see these beautiful things on the wall, and that's not the case.
Right.
The reason behind this painting is, you know what? In your face, and you said it right.
Yeah.
I wanted it in everyone's face, and I can't tell you the amount of reaction I've gotten from the show. That particular painting was actually hanging in Laguna Beach City Hall all last summer.
Magnificent.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. I want to be a voice for these voiceless animals. This has got to stop.
Yeah, agreed.
It's got to stop.
Agreed.
If I could change one person's attitude, about animal activism, saving our wildlife, I've done my job.
Right. And you've certainly, you know what, you've certainly, I see it. I see
Thank
it.
You. Thank you.
We've been speaking this morning with Linda Karagosyan. She's an artist at the Festival of Arts. Where do we find you at the Festival of Arts, and where can we find you online? We'd love to look at your things.
Okay. I'm actually in the middle of the festival, booth number 53. And my website is lindakaragosyan.com.
Okay.
I also show my work at Mission Fine Art Gallery in San Juan Capistrano, right across the street from the beautiful Mission of San Juan Capistrano.
Ooh, great spot.
Beautiful spot. Nice restaurants, beautiful gallery. Highly recommend it.
Fantastic. Linda, thank you so much for being part of the show this morning. Anything else you want to say before we go?
Well, thank you, and come to the festival. Enjoy beautiful art.
That's right.
Thank you, Ed.
Linda Karagosyan, this morning's Artist Corner.